We took on the show when it closed in Sligo in the early 1990s. A group of farmers got together from the local creamery, led by Paddy Kenny, to ensure the survival of the county show. So we've been running it since 1994. It has changed slightly. Every year we do something different. We're always trying to improve. There's a little group of us that meet throughout the year, and we work hard to try and put it all together, but we also have lots of volunteers who help us on the day as well. But for example, this year we have the new donkey section. So along with the horses and the ponies, we have the new donkey section, and we're just sorting out for a new goat section for next year that's starting in 2020. So we're always trying to improve. And this year, for example, another new thing is we have the afternoon tea tray bake that the celebrity chef Joe Shannon is going to judge, because he's coming along to do cookery demonstrations throughout the whole of the day. So he's also going to judge the new tea afternoon tea section in our home industries tent. So we're always doing something new.
And how does the whole community get behind this? Because I know it is quite a community-led event, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. It wouldn't happen without the whole community's involvement. As I said, there's a small core group of us that meet throughout the year, but we wouldn't be able to do it if we didn't have the support of the local Riverstown community and the wider community. So we have a huge amount of volunteers who come and help us on the day. We also have an awful lot of local support financially, local businesses, etc. We've had sponsors for years who keep on sponsoring and keep on giving us a few pounds, which, you know, when you're a group of volunteers trying to run an event, it is a huge burden lifted when local people and local businesses contribute some money towards it. We don't have that stress then of the financial element.